From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, October 19th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
An employee at the Maine State Prison in Warren has tested positive for COVID-19. Maine Corrections Commissioner Randall Liberty says that after a rapid antigen test came back positive, the Department of Corrections began working with the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention on contact tracing and locked down the facility. The initial positive test has since been confirmed.
As I said, we'll be doing 100% universal testing of all staff and of residents. And we expect that to take several days in order for us to get a clear picture of the extent of any positivity in the facility.
This is the first case at the Maine State Prison, but not in Maine's correctional system. Five adult inmates at Maine Correctional Center in Windham have tested positive, as have two DOC employees at facilities in Warren and Charleston. And a juvenile tested positive upon release from Long Creek Youth Detention Center in South Portland. Meanwhile, the latest numbers from the CDC today show cases of COVID-19 have risen by 23. The number of deaths is unchanged at 146. There are 641 active cases. And a report from a Washington, D.C.-based think tank finds the Affordable Care Act is overturned. Maine would see the largest percent increase in the uninsured of any state. The Urban Institute estimates that 105,000 people would lose health insurance. Patty White has more.
Looking ahead to 2022, when the economy is expected to be in partial recovery from the COVID-19 recession, the Urban Institute projects that 5% of Maine's population would be uninsured if the Affordable Care Act is in place. But the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case challenging the law next month. And Urban Institute fellow and health economist Linda Blumberg says if the court declares the ACA unconstitutional, the number of uninsured in Maine would triple to 15%.
The states that gain the most have then the most to lose if the ACA is overturned. And so that's a big problem for Maine.
Blumberg says Maine would also lose $746 million in federal funding, which covers marketplace subsidies that make plans more affordable, as well as 90% of the cost of Medicaid expansion. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And weather tonight, we'll have scattered showers everywhere but the far south, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, showers over most of the state, but not as much expected in the south. Highs tomorrow in the low 50s to the mid-60s. With just 2 weeks of campaigning left, Vice President Mike Pence held a rally today in Herman, just outside of Bangor. Speaking to hundreds of supporters, Pence praised the administration's accomplishments and made the case for another Trump victory in northern Maine, where the president earned a single Electoral College vote in 2016. Murray Carpenter has more.
Hundreds of Trump supporters gathered for a rally between warehouses at Dysart's truck stop in Herman. Richard Hanscom, who has worked in dairy and now drives a log truck, came down from Dexter to show his support for the Trump administration.
I've seen things in the liberals have done to the logging, the dairy industry over the years, and Donald has worked for us now. It's changed things around. It may not be working right now, but it will in time.
A worsening pandemic provided the backdrop for the rally. Although the organizers asked people to wear masks and had masks to hand out, about half of the attendees did not wear them. Wayne Levasseur, a healthcare worker from Bangor, says he wears a mask at work, but was not wearing one at the rally. And he said the Trump administration's response to the pandemic has been spot on.
Some people, yes, they should wear a mask. If you're at risk of, if you have a weakened immune system or something like that, protect yourself. This country is all about protecting yourself, not looking for the government to protect you. We're Americans. You know, this is how we were founded, is on our own, doing it for ourselves. You can't expect your neighbor to protect you. You have to do it.
Former Governor Paul LePage soon warmed up the crowd, followed by Republican Dale Crafts, who is challenging incumbent Democrat Jared Golden to represent Maine's 2nd Congressional District. Then the vice president took to the stage, backed by a logging truck, and touted the administration's accomplishments.
We rebuilt our military. We cut taxes. We rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, secured our border, supported law enforcement, and stood for life and liberty in the Constitution of the United States.
The country was on a roll before the pandemic, he said.
In 3 short years, we made America great again. We did. And then the coronavirus struck our nation from China. But I'm here to tell you, before the first case of community transmission occurred in this country, President Trump did what no American president had ever done before. He suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
Pence said the economy is already recovering from the job losses caused by the pandemic. And he characterized the election as a stark choice between freedom and socialism.
I got to tell you, it's clear. When you look at their agenda, you can tell. Joe Biden would be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left.
The vice president also discussed the Supreme Court vacancy.
So the Senate's got a job to do. And after they discharge their duty to advise and consent, I'll make a prediction. We're going to fill that seat. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is going to be Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Pence said the road to victory goes through northern Maine, and several times he encouraged his supporters to vote for Crafts. But one name he didn't mention in his nearly hour-long speech was that of Maine's Republican senior senator Susan Collins, who has angered the president by saying the winner of the November 3rd election should choose the next Supreme Court justice. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Murray Carpenter.
Ahead of Vice President Pence's campaign stop in Herman this morning, Maine Democrats held a virtual press call criticizing the Trump-Pence administration. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who is up for re-election in the 1st Congressional District, said that the administration has failed in its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Vice President Pence serves as the chair of the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
They've completely mishandled this, and as a result, we still have a country with numbers going in the wrong direction, with an economy that is continuing to be challenged, and to this day, they're unwilling to help us move forward to support them on all the things that we need to do.
As the country grapples with public health crisis, Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey denounced the Trump-Pence administration's backing of a lawsuit before the Supreme Court that seeks to overturn the Affordable Care Act.
There is one action that the Trump administration has taken in this COVID-19 crisis. That's to try to strike down the only access to health care that tens of thousands of Mainers, millions of people across the United States have.
Democrats also criticized the Trump-Pence administration's 2017 tax law, which gave the largest tax cuts to the richest Americans. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock for a conversation about youth voters in the coming election. I'm Nora Flaherty.